Well, thank you, and good evening again. I was really interested by the passage that we were thinking about earlier as we thought about Jesus. And I thought, before we go on, and tonight I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Jordan. I was in Jordan, I think, November, December time, and very fascinated to see the work of God going on in Jordan. And I'm going to play you a short video. And I'm also going to show you some pictures from our project, not as classy as the video that I received from them, but you'll get an idea about the work and hopefully be able to pray for that work. Let's look again at the book of Hebrews, shall we? And there's some verses that I want to read at the back end of chapter 10. Hebrews in chapter 10 and verse 35. To the end. And the Bible says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Now, end of chapter 11. It says, verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword, they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and ill-treated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts, thinking about my lunch there. And they wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, chapter 13, and verse 12. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Now, we trust the Lord will speak to us through this reading from his precious word. When I came into the hall this evening, I was wondering what I was going to do with you, and I had a passage in mind, but I just felt very strongly that the Lord was pointing me to this particular part of his word. And so with that in mind, when the lady got up and quoted from Hebrews chapter 12, it kind of confirmed in me that perhaps I should think along those lines with you. I'm sure you know the background to Hebrews, where it's written to Jewish Christians who were perhaps, many of them, under pressure, maybe from family members, to go back to Judaism. And so the writer to the Hebrews is telling them that they need this thing called endurance. And all the way through the book, he's pointing them to not the Judaistic system, but pointing to them to the Lord Jesus. And we were thinking about that verse, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And thinking of the fact, don't look around at what your relatives are doing and don't make the mistakes of the past, but look forward and look to the Lord Jesus. And when we get to, we read the summary verses at the end of chapter 10, and he says, you know, the writer says, you really need endurance because it's in your history that some of you didn't enter into the promised land because of unbelief. And as we go to the Old Testament, they discover that in their journeys in the desert, they took their gods with them, they took their old practices with them, and they were just a very thrown people, very difficult people. And yet God, in his grace and his mercy, he brought his people into the promised land and put them there. And yet when the gospel was proclaimed now to the Jewish people in the beginning of the church in the New Testament, some people were thinking, well, we're now having a lot more hassle than we had as Jews. Should we really abandon this? Should we go backwards? And the writer is trying to encourage them and say, no, look, don't focus upon an old system that's out of the way. Focus upon the Lord Jesus and what he has done on the cross at Calvary. And think about the example of Jesus, because it was the joy that was set before him that allowed him to, that motivated him to endure the hardships and so on. And I suppose one of the things that has really come across in my visit to Jordan is the fact that I've been to Ethiopia fairly recently and Jordan, and one of the things is that people live with a great deal of uncertainty in terms of their how long they're going to be able to sustain, you know, the freedom of religion and so on. They're in the minority in Jordan, they're in the minority in Ethiopia. And yet the amazing thing is that that doesn't thwart them. It actually stimulates them to more evangelism. And you realize what an absolute little oasis we have here, where we don't actually have to fear being persecuted for our faith. Yeah, people might laugh at us and so on, but it's not like the potential for explosive situations that can happen in other parts of this world. And as we go into chapter 11 there, we're thinking about the fact that the people who really showed endurance, it was an endurance right up to death itself. And we have this great gallery of believers who, it says that with what they did know, they didn't know the gospel that we know. They only knew a very little bit, but that little bit, it stimulated them to go on and to trust day by day, even to the point of death. He says in chapter 11, he says, you know, faith is the being sure of the things that you hope for, being certain of the things that you cannot see. And it was such that these people had to lay their lives on the line, and they were faithful right on to the point of death, being sown asunder and so on. But that little expression that the writer uses of, I'm going to quote the King James, of whom the world was not worthy. The world was not worthy of those people who are willing to put their trust in God, no matter what, and to be killed for their faith in God. But earlier on in chapter 11 in Hebrews, it says about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that they lived in tents. They didn't build anywhere. Interesting, the only thing that Abraham built was actually an altar. The rest of the time he was camping. And but what was the point of his camping? Well, because every time he stuck that tent up, he was making a statement, this is not where I belong. It says, those people who do such things are declaring that they are seeking a city with real foundations, whose builder and architect is God. In other words, every time Abraham put up his tent in the land of Canaan, he was saying, yeah, God's promised me this land, but listen, this is not ultimately where I'm going, because I'm looking for a better place. I'm looking for an enduring place. And so with the faith of these people ringing in our ears, we come to that verse that we were thinking about earlier. Therefore, being surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses, those people that lived and died with the faith that they had are the ones who cheer us on. Hence, we need endurance. And as we think about that verse that we read together in chapter 11, it says that the Lord Jesus, who has been the focus of the thoughts right the way through this book, the Lord Jesus suffered outside the city gates. Because that's the place where they crucified the ones who were rejected, the ones who were the criminals. And it says now, what we have to do is recognize that just as they crucified the Lord Jesus outside the city, we also have got to go to him outside the city, outside the mass of humanity and the thinking of humanity. We have to bear his reproach, because it says, here we have no enduring city, but we seek the one to come. Hallelujah. And so we have a Savior who's gone through death with the joy set before him, as we were thinking already. He's the one who is with us all the way through. I will never leave you or forsake you. The Lord is my helper. What shall I fear that man can do unto me? So just a few thoughts from Hebrews.